Hello and welcome to Awakening. Welcome you all with love, light, and wisdom. I'm your host, Michelle Lachey, and also, as I like to say, your co-pilot. You're listening to the Sea of Glass by Tom Middleton. Love that name, Sea of Glass. What a wonderful title. Well, those of you just tuning in or perhaps surfing in to the program for the first time, I want to welcome you all. And also, I love to always welcome those listening live via Cosmic Dimensions. And say hello to also Richard, who mans the station there as well. And welcome all that are listening via the chat room. And also, as the phone lines are lining up, people are listening still. It's wonderful to see all of you and feel your presence. And psychically see you, how's that? And hello to all listening later in the archives and those that are listening internationally around the globe. Whether it's night, morning, mid-morning, or afternoon to you, I hope all is in a wonderful flow with you at this time. If you'd like to participate in the chat room, all you need to do is sign in and sign up, and that's just your name and email, and that gets you participating in that sacred space of empowerment, also known as the chat room. And if you would also like to be heard, have your voice heard, which we love hearing your voice. I mean, I love the chat room. I love the sacred space of empowerment room. In many ways, I feel like that's a wonderful anchor and really is to me, a big part and a focal point of awakenings. But then each and every part is too, because I find that a lot of times, a lot of the listeners, participants that are listening to archives also want to be heard. So I get some wonderful emails and actually even some phone calls and some wonderful direct messages via either Twitter or Facebook and MySpace. I get some great messages that, hey, we love the show, we hear you, we love what you're saying, or you've helped us, or guest suggestions, or just even where they're at in their path and process. So there's interaction all over the place, which I just love. Those of you that have been listening with me for a while know that I love the interaction. I think that's so key. It's not just about one person chatting up here and talking and espousing their views, or two people, or Pam. It's everyone is really in the mix. Everyone is really, this is co-created by everyone. So if you want to be voiced and share your insight or questions, either for the guest or for me, you can please just call in at 347-539-5122. And I'm going to repeat it again, 347-539-5122, and you can be heard, or you can just listen, like many people do, by phone as well. And if you would like to actually ask a question or comment, if you would just press 1 on the keypad, and that lets me know that you want to be heard. And you know, some people, like I said before, I'll get a little text or an email, or even in the chat, someone will say, "I'm just listening." So don't, don't click on me. Or I'm at work. I got an email, actually 3 or 4 or 5 people, actually, last week. So maybe Awakenings is sneaking in the workforce now. Don't pick up the phone because my boss's office is next door. Don't pick up the phone, you know, or don't, because I'm listening at work. I'm listening in the office. So, and we have one listener participant that told me that they listen while they're house cleaning. Actually, I'd love more of those. You know what? If you email me, Michelle@selfandlight.com, and let me know, or awakenings@selfandlight.com, but where and how you listen to Awakenings. How are you keeping awake? I'm curious. Are you listening in your jammies? I know Dennis, that calls from overseas in England, a lot of times is eating or is about to have his dinner. Some of you, I've had a couple that listen, actually a client of mine listens on the treadmill. So she waits for the archives and then downloads on her iPod and she listens on the treadmill and instead of music. So that's kind of cool. I got a message that somebody listens while they're house cleaning. Got another message from someone that email that he said that he listens. He drives a lot with his work. I think he is a, I think New Jersey, from New Jersey, back east somewhere. But he says that he does a lot of sales calls. So he listens while he is driving on light. And Cindy, she's playing poker. Okay, I love it. Cindy in the chat, I'm playing poker online. So listening while playing poker, I love it. Jamie or Jamie is just listening. Very cool, very cool. Let me know. Let me know in the chat room. What are you doing while you're listening to Awakenings? Some of you know while I'm chatting with you and listening on Awakening, listening to the guests, I'm also taking email, michelle@selfandlight.com. Sometimes people email me questions. Some people text me questions, and also a lot of times I'm tweeting a little bit of what the guests are sharing, so bringing in some of the people that we're connected with on Twitter, bringing them into the conversation. So, yeah, let me know. Give me a shout with the email awakenings@selfandlight.com if you have, and let me know. And also you listening later in the archives, via iTunes and the other podcast stations, let us know what you're doing while you're listening to Awakenings. Because trust me, I don't take offense. You could do more than one thing. You don't have to solely be listening all the time or intently. But I want to know, what are you doing while you're listening to Awakenings? What are you doing while you're listening to those archives? Or are you downloading? Or are you in the chat room and doing something else? I think we had, was it Amber, I think, was cooking at one point. I know Sylvia sometimes is driving her son to school, and yeah, I love it. So we'll have a little gift for the craziest, the most offbeat way of listening. And you can even send me a little video, a little vid, or tweet me a little vid of you listening, what you're doing. And keep it PG, though. Keep it PG. No sexting, though, okay? Not into that. So just keep it PG. Oh, again, that number for calling in, tuning in, is 347-539-5122 if you feel called to call in. And if you do have a question or you want to be heard, just press 1 on the keypad, and then I know that you are there. Cindy, also, I keep the archives on at night before bed. Ooh, that's good. That's good. You know, I listen. You know, I've been re-listening to the shows because some of the stuff I'm channeling. So, when, especially on my days, and I, you know, when I, once a month when I do that and answer questions and do group processing or what have you, or healing. Boy, I was like, I was learning some stuff. So I'm re-listening as well. And we had, what was it? Was it Lee's story? He was amazing that we had on a while back. Let's see, had a good time with Carolyn Coleridge. Every guest, Robert Wilkinson. I re-listened to that one, futurist and astrologer. So I learned as well listening. It's good to just listen in it sometimes in a different way. Or sometimes what I'll do is I'll click on, you know, and just move the cursor, I guess, in a sense, to see a certain part in an interview. Almost like opening a book to any page. Yeah, I just move over the cursor and see what's there. What do I need to hear? What do I need to listen to for that moment in time? So little wonderful little game. We have new people coming in the Sacred Space of Empowerment chat room. So I want to also say we're doing a little, I don't want to say contest. What do we do? We're doing a little spirit of play. We're having some fun here. So I want to hear or see, if you want to do a video and send it to me, or I want to hear, what do you do while you're also listening to Awakenings? So those of you that are just entering the chat room, or also some new people coming online, email me, what are you doing while you're listening to Awakenings? And any other thing you want to say about your experience. And we're going to have a gift on that. By the way, we did have a little contest, and I also want to thank, because I changed my Twitter name to my actual name, Michelle Michee. It's M-I-C-H-E-L-E-M-E-I-C-H-E. It was Awakenings tweet. And I did have some wonderful suggestions, and there was a gift for the person that came up with the best name. And guess what? I couldn't make up my mind. So just to solve it and not have to deal with it or think of this anymore, I'm just using my name. So, So, anyway, so I guess I should give myself a little gift somehow, which is being here with all of you. So there's the gift. But anyway, there is a gift coming to you, a little gift for whatever the most offbeat or just whatever reason that you're way and reason that you're listening to Awakenings, and let us know at awakenings@selfandlight.com. I am charged up today. We have a great guest that just also is fitting in with something that I'm a lot of alignment with, a lot of similarities. So I'm really going to enjoy the discourse and conversation. But also something that the last couple of weeks I've also re-entered my radar. And it's the idea of change and being a change agent. And the idea that we can change by disruptive innovation. And sometimes we can't, you know, it's kind of a techie term, but I love it, a business and techie term. And sometimes the disruption comes from within us, but it's expressed outside of us, you know, like that job maybe you're holding on to that you hate and it's draining you and you keep saying, oh, I wish I could leave, I wish I could leave, I wish I could leave, and then you get fired and then you freak out. But it's like, well, you guess what, you've been wishing you could leave. And some of you work for corporations or companies, so you get that wonderful little package, you know. So so being that change agent and also having change happen to you, either by disruptive innovation or by inner innovation, meaning that you're being inspired, that there's something new emerging through you as you. There's some inspiration. There's something insightful that's going on, and you're watching it and you're aware of it. Or are you seeing the cues in your life that are leading you to a different direction? I find synchronistically, if you follow the synchronistic openings and you're aligned to divine right timing, we are all, then you will always be getting more and more and more and more ideal, even if some things have to dissipate or disappear, or, you know, there's some bumpy, toppy times. You know, again, our life is a flow, no matter whether choppy or slow. Our life is a flow. And you have to just learn to ride the wave, because sometimes a wave is bringing you in a different direction, but it's always going to be for more expansion. But sometimes our personality, our ego, especially the constructed ego, the egoic mind, is not comfortable making the change. And so sometimes you need help. So one thing I want to do, I'm going to do a little pact with ourselves. If you need to make changes and you've been feeling it and you know what that feels like, I want you to make a pact with yourself to get help, to get assistance. There's nothing wrong with that. Get support. I mean, we all get support for diets, physical trainers. Everybody wants to talk about their yoga instructor, their meditation instructor. They want to talk about their fitness trainer, their personal trainer, or they talk about how a great plumber they had, you know, at their house, or a great architect, a great designer, a great subcontractor, a great painter. What about the great facilitators, the people that can support? So I want to make, and Awakenings is a wonderful resource with all the guests that you can download. You can go through the information. There's a lot of, you know, stuff for gratis on my site, selfandlight.com. But also each and every guest, their books. Many of the guests have things that you can download that are gratis, that are free. But I want to say, let's make this 2010, let's recommit to this, recommit to the intention of what it is that you want to do, the qualities of people you want to be around, the qualities of situations that you want to have in your life. Let's make a little pact with all of us here, myself included, that this will be the year that you actually do get the help, you get the support, whatever it takes, so that you can actualize more self-expression, more fulfillment, more love, more light, more wisdom, more abundance, more prosperity in life. Just more that you could, let's all go to this next level. Because 2010, the energy is about self-expression, is about openings and opportunities, is about life enhancement, it is about fulfillment. It is about the next level of emergence for you. It's about planting the seeds. First, you got to till a little soil. You got to do that every now and then. Even if you've planted seeds, you got to take some weeds out, till the soil, plant those seeds, and get some fertilizer. Support is fertilizer. You know, my neighbor has amazing, this guy, Dan, down the street. Amazing. I have some of the same flowers, and they're not doing as well because I don't use fertilizer as much. So get the fertilizer, get the support. We have Ocean Diva. When something really, really scary happens to you, what does it mean? Well, it depends what's scary for you. But I would say if something is jogging you, if something seems scary and something is, it's a wake-up call. It doesn't always mean something bad, but it means pay attention. Something is going on that you need to look at, or maybe is there a part of you need to integrate that you're not expressing or that you're not connected to. Or is somebody encroaching on your boundaries? Are you overly giving? Are you too depleted? Are you scary? You know, the scary can be, is there a health issue going on? Are you scared of your health? So a lot of times, and this isn't just, you know, from alternative or complementary medicine, but conventional medicine will say this as well. A lot of times people think certain things are happening to them and it's really stress or anxiety. It's an anxiety reaction. Or an anxiety or panic attack, you know, an anxiety disorder. So sometimes people think, oh, I'm having a heart attack and this and that. I have a client every time. I'm having a heart attack. I said, no, you're having a stress reaction. You need to do breath work. You need to meditate. You need to walk along the beach or go to the mountains or just take a drive. You need to let the pressure out, just like letting the pressure out of the tire, you know, in a bicycle or a car. You don't want to be overinflated. That means an overwhelm and there's too much going on. Now, mind you, sometimes life is overwhelming. There's a lot going on, so you have to find ways to manage the overwhelm. All the seeds are sprouting, but there's ways to manage that energy and wonderful spiritual tools to do that with. And, of course, you can find those here. I also want to say thank you, thank you, thank you also to all the listener participants. I wanted to touch on this. I got a wonderful email from someone on the Blog Talk Radio team that Awakenings Radio is one of the top programs. And they asked one of the reasons why. And I said, because of you, every one of you that's listening, participating, suggesting, sharing in this. Even those of you like Debbie, I don't know if Little Light is in there, asked me when Michelle, did you have soy or did you have half and half in your decaf coffee? Because we could tell by your voice. It's your energy. I'm a part of it, a piece of it. But it's all of you. So I really want to thank all of you for your love, light, energy. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. For this, you making Awakenings your place, one of your places to get support and insight and just to commune and connect and share, because that's really what we're about here, and that's a main focal point in this new age of light, age of information, is also the age of connection. And this is about the time of connecting, about seeing each and every one of you and each and every one of us as a value, as a resource, beyond dollars, beyond what we look like or say, just for who we are, and coming together with groups of people to share insight and to share our talents and our abilities and our creative insights, and to live more from the collaborative state of being, more of a creative state of being, a self-expressive, a cohesive state of being. So this is definitely a reflection of that because of all of you. So I thank you. And speaking of support and speaking back on to change and reaching out to people across the pond, across the ocean, across the Twitter stream, we have with us today Rob Wilson. Many of you may know of him, of the Wisdom Cowboy. He has the radio program Cowboy Wisdom on Aware Talk Radio. He is an NLP practitioner, a hypnotherapist, timeline and past life regressionist, and also a parts integration processor, as well as a Reiki master. He is also the author of Wired for Change by a Journeyman, and that is due out this spring. I want to welcome to the program Rob Wilson. Welcome, Rob.
Well, thank you, Michelle. How are you today?
Great. How are you doing?
Very, very excellent. I'm on your show. Life don't get any better than that.
I'm glad. We could all use a bit of cowboy wisdom. I'm looking forward to hearing your wisdom and your thoughts.
Well, I'm looking forward to sharing them with you.
Good, good, good. Now, I want to something that I ask many of the guests, because I always love to see the thread, the commonality of how we all are connecting, how we got where we are now, but also where we came from in the sense of our spiritual awakening or understanding or just wanting something more, knowing there's something more. And I want to know from you, when was that beginning for you? When did that little light bulb go off for you?
1997, when I was working in Portland, Oregon. I'm a union electrician. I was working in Portland, Oregon, and I understood that something had to expand in my life. And that word there, if you let go of the word change and use the word expand, it takes the trepidation out of your subconscious mind. But anyway, I understood that something had to be expanded in my life, and everything I was doing was the same. So what I really started doing is I kind of been on a, well, since 1997, November of 1997, I've been a student of the personal growth. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what this is about. It takes the student to be the teacher and the teacher to be the leader, but you have to be the student to be the leader.
Absolutely. I love that. Teaching, learning, teaching, right? Student, teacher, teacher, student. Back and forth. So how did this something more, though, come about? You knew there was something more?
Yeah, I got into a home-based deal called Global Prosperity. And what really happened there is they pushed personal growth more than they did, because they kept saying on every self-expansion or every self-growth thing they said, you grow personally before you grow financially. And that was the truest statement I've ever heard. And so I took that, and then I went to coaching school in 2001. However, I never felt comfortable. And then I went to hypnotherapy school twice now, and now I've actually become. And it's an ever-growing journey. And the thing is, everything I knew and everything I thought I knew was my biggest limitation. So now that I've started to understand that everything I know and thinking I know something really is my limitation. And now I understand life up to this point. And for me to go further, everything in my life now will be new people, new everything. But I can keep everything it is. I just don't want to be attached to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the four limitations of our path. One of them is that attachment. But now, Rob, what do you suggest for people? And by the way, I so agree with you. With the change is really about expansion. It's always getting more ideal. I don't know why what happened to us that we kind of got freaked out about it. But anyway, another topic. How do you? And also, how would you suggest to others to both be aware when something new is emerging through you, there's expansion coming on or this change, How did you know, and how do you suggest to others to look for the cues that change is about to happen? And how can people, I guess, more embrace this change and assist it, help it along instead of resisting or stopping or blocking?
First of all, human beings live subconsciously in a conscious world. Everything that happens in your life happens in your subconscious mind, triggered by your daily activities. And when the change is happening, you're usually going to get frustrated, grumpy, and that's when something is wanting out and you're wanting something new to come in. But it happens in your daily life. Your daily life is your personal positive expander, because everything that's brought into your daily life triggers the subconscious imprints. And as you're getting grumpy and as your day goes on, and as you're going through that day, you feel yourself getting, you know, angry or stressed out, well, something is pushing an imprint for you to respond. And that is exactly when you stop, and that's where you start the expansion. You get out of the old paradigm, and you start putting in the new paradigm. And it's not going to happen overnight, and it's not going to happen at once. But if you start feeling it and you start expanding right there, you can get out of the same old blueprint. And one of the things that people really have a trepidation about is wealth and success. They actually like pain and understand pain and anger more than they understand wealth and success and bliss.
Mm. And why do you think that is?
Because of history.
Mm-hmm. Well,
history is taught for the sole purpose of repeating itself. That's what school is about. The history books are taught solely for the expression of history to repeat itself, so we keep the same cycle going. And that's the pattern people have to be open to breaking away from, is history and what society teaches them.
Yeah. And it seems that at a certain juncture, not only in our own lives, but if you even look historically, there are people that begin to do that, because if otherwise the groove stays in there and it just, I talked about it at the top of the program, becomes the innovation, the creation becomes disruptive, it becomes chaos to get the change. But you can also kind of head the change up at the path and kind of feel it, like you're saying. I love what you said. If you start feeling it, feeling the expansion and going with it, then now you're in that co-creative process. From your point of view, do you feel that as a whole, let's say as a society, that at some point in the new paradigm will be able to be embracing, people will be able to embrace change and expansion more?
Yes, in 2012 is about the egotistical collapse of capitalism and corporate America as we know it today. This economic recession is not an economic recession. It's an entrepreneurial expansion. And that's what the people that open their minds and start doing the expanding now and letting go of the cultural conditioning we have will expand into more wealth and success than they ever dreamed they could be possible.
Yeah.
However, letting go of history.
We've got to let go of the history. Well, we're meant to move more forward and not be pulled back into the past. You know, that as individually and collectively, it is about releasing those chains of the history, holding back to what was, what happened, what was.
And see, you said something pretty profound, history and the past. The past does not exist. Because if you think about it right now, it's right now. It's not. The past doesn't exist. And that's where we've all fell into a little bit of a trap as we look at the past. The past doesn't exist because you're thinking about it right now. And so that way, that when you say the past and you have that blueprint in your subconscious mind, that comes into action right then. And that's how you react. There's actually about four questions, and you can play off of these many different ways. But make the thing about all the personal growth anybody listens to, it's only a guide for your personal journey. There's no absolutes in this. It's the unique personal journey that you expand through that will open you out. But there's four questions. It's how do I keep falling into the same trap? Because if you look at it, it's different people, different things, but it's the same thing. Okay, now how do I keep reacting the same way? But then it comes down to how do I choose to expand out of this? And how do I choose to expand beyond this? Mm-hmm. Use the word expand, because if you use the word change, your subconscious mind kind of goes into, it looks for another blueprint pretty much the same way. That's how you really begin to put the new blueprints in. Because everything you're letting go of in your life is a blueprint and an imprint in your subconscious mind. You're letting go of nothing in the physical
Absolutely.
World.
Absolutely.
And the word forgiveness is the biggest, and hindsight are the two biggest story makers. Well, there's actually three. Forgiveness, expectations. Expectations is the biggest story maker, but hindsight, expectations, and forgiveness. Basically, in forgiveness, you're forgiving yourself for being shy, and your hindsight showed you what you should have, could have, done. And the other one, the expectations, you thought what the person should have done. And everybody's at free will to do what they want in their life. You have, it's minding your own business and focusing
right.
only on what you desire will get you where you want to go.
And I like that you say that, that there's so much on that. You know, it keeps people trapped in a sense. I love that. I'm going to tweet that. Expectations, hindsight, and forgiveness are biggest story makers. Yeah, well, and you know, for me, as a metaphysician, what happens also is you're not following your soul's path then. You're not following that expansion. You're not following what innately is emerging through you as you. You're going outside yourself to say, what should I be doing? Or what did so-and-so say was cool or hip or would get me money or get me the girl or the guy? Or the? You're going outside yourself. And go ahead.
And see, that's the thing that society wants us most. And see, this country has not matured beyond the baby crib and 17 years old. Because we use anger to try to get our own way, just like we were in the baby crib. And 17 years old, look at the leaders today. They cannot sit down and have a conversation of ideas. They're not grown up enough to realize that nobody's right, nobody's wrong. It's a communication, it's a communicative deal and a culmination of ideas that will move things forward. But however, as long as they got people arguing and fighting and looking to the left and the right, they can go around the end and do whatever they want. And that's their goal. When the news is spreading something, you never watch the news because that's normally everyday worthless stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where people get caught up in life is we look at the news. And the only reason the politicians have the news, because lies have memories and the truth don't, they got to keep having the news spin their lies so they remember what they said yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And what do you feel that, first of all, what's a little diet for somebody, a little regime to get them off of? Because you're talking about grooves or in the track, in the subconscious patterning or the subtext will keep people doing the same thing over and over, even if it's uncomfortable or even if they know, boy, I heard this really great guy, wise guy, Rob Wilson on Awakenings, and he said he was telling me about the news, and I agree with him, and now here I am watching the news. What do you think? What do you have to say about that, Rob?
The TV off, because that's the spin doctors. The corporate media is taught by the corporations and the politicians to keep us ingrained on what's wrong. You know, if you took everything that's good in the world and compared it to what was bad, the bad would only have about 10 minutes of playtime. But the people
right.
in power... The people in power want to play the bad news because they want people to think the world is bad and the world is the greatest thing it is. And you know, the thing is, Gandhi was the last real leader this world had. You know, anybody can lead when they have the power, but it takes a leader to lead when they don't have the power. That's why you got Zen and Buddha and all that today, all the China. the old Chinese wisdom and the Japanese and all the Eastern wisdom and the Indian and the early American wisdom, it lives forever. But how much of the politics of that day is alive except in a history book? That's the thing people have to remember, is where does the wisdom of the real leaders of the world come forth today?
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, it's like we've had Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, the two Bushes, Clinton, and now we got Barack Obama. In 50 years from today, how many of them will be being talked about in outside of a classroom? But you know one thing about it, Buddha, Zen, and Gandhi was still being talked about. Gandhi's been dead for 50 years, but there's still classes being taught about Gandhi and what he did.
And why do you feel that is? What do you feel the key component was in this, Rob?
Because they taught people how to expand, and today's leaders are teaching people how to contract. You see, the expansion comes from within you. If you're looking any further ahead than your nose, outside of your shoulders, and any further back than your butt for anything that's going on in your life, you're looking too far, because it's all in your subconscious mind.
That's true. Very true. Very true. Yeah. But it, again, too, things like, you know, NLP or repatterning or hypnotherapy gets people redirected to look within, because we, on such a societal level, have been taught to look out, to look without, to get our insight or, you know, our new understanding or to know what to do. So in a way, what you're talking about a retraining that needs to take place, reformatting.
Yeah. Yeah, and see, that's what NLP is probably the most powerful thing that anybody can do.
Yeah.
You know, what NLP is? It's just questioning every belief and everything.
Absolutely.
See, here's the thing about expansion. Wisdom is like a tomahawk missile. It's good for one time. It's not good for, it's an understanding after it's used one time. But people try to get this wisdom and use it for every day. Basically, the wisdom used today isn't any good for tomorrow. It's an understanding. Tomorrow's got new wisdom for new ideas and new everything. So let go of thinking that you're going to take today forward, because today is over. It's like the beginning of this radio show. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
It's now. What are we talking about? What are we doing now?
Now.
And everybody that comes in your life is a teacher. One thing that the personal growth industry has is there's a lot of arrogance in the personal growth industry. People think they're really somebody, but the gurus understand that everybody is their equal.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. But that's, again, you know, the I think that people, you know, part of it's good training, part of it's my shamanic heritage. You thank those that have come before you and that have helped you, because everything that we do to a certain degree has parts, especially if you've done a lot of training or studying, all those teachers are now within you, you know. So, and you're still learning, like you said earlier. You're still, all the people that you're working with, all the people you're sharing with, if you're in that present moment and you're living more alive, more awake, more aware, you're realizing that you're constantly learning as well, that you're not, you know, the grand poobah just, you know, sitting on the throne somewhere. Rob, we have a lot of grand poobahs. There's a lot of grand poobahs around, right?
And there's a lot of people. But, you know, the guy holding, you know, when you're driving down the street and the person's holding the sign, "I'll work for food," there's something for him, because that was the one that was put in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
There's something there. Just because he's holding that sign doesn't mean he doesn't have wisdom, knowledge, and intelligence. He's just had something. he succumbed to his challenges rather than overcome his challenges. And you never know. His challenges may have been a medical thing and just wiped him out totally. Mm-hmm. See, trying to judge a man or person for standing there without really understanding his situation is a prejudgment called humanness that we're trying to let go of. That's basically what we're trying to let go of, is everything we've ever been taught as a human being.
Cleaning out the ting, as they say in the Taoist tradition, right? Cleaning out the... You know, it's interesting you say that. I had two amazing teachers in my life that are actually homeless people, and one of them was so amazing that it was amazing to a lot of other people. It was when I lived in England that actually a memorial was done for him, and he used to sleep on the side of this fire station, and they put a plaque and memorialized it, and he was amazing. He was, you know, an angel. But also it was something, you know, a little too much of the sauce, he admitted to, but also it was some health issues and stuff with the house. So, yeah, it was kind of a dwindling spiral, and I always say we never really know where somebody, you know, came from, how they got where they got, you know. We just never know how people are impacted by life, and to perhaps have that compassion, you know, and understanding for each other. You just never know. And they can be, I don't know, little guardian angels, little angels. I had the other day, I was driving and had my convertible, the top down, and there was these two young, I don't know, they looked probably teenagers, maybe 20, I think teenagers, homeless, and they had a sign, and I was just turning, and the one yelled out, "I love you," and I yelled out, "I love you more," and they said, "You look beautiful," and I said, "So do you." It was this little love fest as I'm driving down the street. And I don't know what possessed me, but Rob, I think what you're, to your point, there was something there, and I think sometimes for everybody in their life to just take that moment or that beat or that breath. I mean, I was actually turning the corner, so it didn't have to be 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, a half an hour, but to really connect with those beings. And that's what I'm hearing you say, that they're beings. Those are spiritual beings, you know, human beings there. They're not just somebody, you know, a mannequin with a sign.
Well, you know, every human being has 60,000 thoughts and 85,000 emotions to play on every day. And the 60,000 thoughts are the same thoughts, so what's going to expand? See, life is expanded in silence and lived in space. And what that means is you expand when you're silent, and your life is lived in between your thoughts.
Expanded in silence and lived
in space.
In space.
It's like the notes the music doesn't come out until after the note and the words are strung and sung.
And what do you suggest to people that, let's say, are having discordance? You know, we had a question earlier in the chat room. And I want to open up the phone lines as well. Those that are listening via phone, if you do have questions, you can call in 347-539-5122. If you'd like to share, if you have questions for Rob or want to share any of your thoughts or wisdom. And questions in the chat if you type in caps. But Rob, we did have a question in the chat. What if something scary is happening to you? I mean, you're talking about the silence and looking within. You know, there's a lot of fear out there, in there, out there, both the same. What are your suggestions for people that perhaps are dealing with a lot of fear right now?
Fear is actually a shyness. When you was young, somewhere in between the womb and 5 years old, that fear was installed in you. Everything is pretty much set in place by the time you're 5 years old. And the thing is about that fear, and see, another thing is society plays on our fears. So basically, it comes down to looking at that fear. And when did you first feel that fear? Because that fear isn't the past. That fear is right here. And there's something inside you wanting you to step forward and be bold. And a fear is a false evidence of an experience that actually didn't happen or isn't going to happen. But a lot of it, the fear comes from preconceived notions on how things are going to go. Instead of allowing the thing, whatever you're going through, to present itself, you're actually having the notions and preconceived everything before you even get into it. It's the preconceived notions that create your fears.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying it's more of the pattern.
Yeah, it's a pattern. You go into fear, and it's kind of like, this is something I wrote this morning on my way to work. You panic your way into pandemonium. You relax your way into sapience. And sapience is wisdom. And when you feel that fear, you got three things going on. You got a dreamer inside you, and you have a planner, and you have that skeptic. And that skeptic is running your life at that time. However, if you ask yourself some questions, like what is really going on and how has this come to me before, that is a big one. And there's another thing you can do when you feel that panic attack. If you're right-handed, sit down and start writing everything that comes to your mind left-handed. Engage the right side of your brain into your life because we're such a left-handed brain. And now that brings up another thing. This country is going through this challenge because of the male egotistical domination that's run the world since the beginning of time. And, and I don't mean it's all males, but it's people wanting to have that male, I'm always right, I don't listen attitude. Because you're going to listen. You say,
the male side, you're saying. The male side.
Yeah. Because you're going to talk yourself into poverty, but you're going to listen your way through everything. You're going to listen your way to what? You're going to listen, communicate, and engage in your life and your way to wealth. And this is going to kind of throw some people off. You're going to dream your way into nowhere. You can have a dream, but until you engage that dream and express who you are, expand your sapience, erupt into action, and explode into your desired life, a dream, if we all we had to do is dream, we could all sit at the ocean and not do anything.
That's right.
That dream, you have to engage in your daily life because negativity of your daily life is the positive teacher of your dreams.
You have to actualize it daily. I love what you're saying because a big push for this year and on is really moving out of that mental emotional state and moving into action to actually, I agree with you, actually do something. And, you know, all the visualizing you do is not going to do a darn thing unless you put some action to it. And also, as you're saying, clear what's blocking or stopping, you know. It's, we have a caller here. Hi, 917-686, you're on The Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Doing great, how are you doing?
I am so-so, you know, like when I hopped on the, when I'm listening to your program, and...
and can we have your first name, please?
Oh, my name is Elena.
Hi, Elena. Go ahead.
Yes, you know, what your co-host is speaking about is very deep right now for me, because last week, a day after my birthday, I was mugged at gunpoint. And... I noticed little things, but I didn't really pay attention. And when people got the gun behind me, I heard the sound, but I thought it was a switchblade. And I turned, and there he was. And I pushed this thing out of my way. He tried to grab my purse, and I wouldn't let him because I was afraid he would have my ID afterwards. But one of the things that really struck me about everything is that it happened the next day after my birthday. And everything that always bothered me, all the things that I went through with all different situations at that moment in time, none of that mattered. And right now I'm in a transition of really figuring out what do I want to do if I knew that I didn't have any more time to think about anything that ever hurt me and to really make my dreams possible. So what your co-host was speaking about, doing something daily that brings you closer to your inner self, and actually magnetizes the air to create it. That was very important for me to hear because I'm going through that right now, especially after losing everything last week and not being here, not even being around to listen to the radio show and not being alive. I mean, when you think about how real that is, so many things...
Doesn't get much more real, right? Doesn't get much more real than that. Your life, right?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. I feel that I was born again. I feel that it was so real that that's when I started to live because I guess I was walking around with so much sadness and so much resentment for so many things that I was destroying my own dreams because I couldn't make it happen. I was so stuck that I could not move into my own destiny, into my own life. And it's so bizarre how it took something like that for me to snap out of it.
See, and I don't know if you listened at the top of the program, but we talked about disruption or disruptive innovation, that sometimes things, you know, in, you know, another program for this, but, you know, astrologically we have some configurations happening that there is a call to action starting this year, and especially as we go into May, June, Uranus goes into Aries, which is all about action and self-expression and moving forward. And I find, Elena, what you said is so powerful, that you were so stuck or so frozen, you know, that you couldn't move into that action or do something. And what I want to share with you, what I'm hearing, so powerful, the way that you're taking what happened to you and using it as a pattern interrupt. It's literally a physical pattern interrupt to go in a different direction. And I want to commend you for being so self-empowered that you're using it as that, as a tool. You know, I think, I don't know, Rob, your thoughts on it. I think very commendable.
Well, it is. But the thing that happened most is she broke a paradigm. Do you see?
Yeah,
how you
pattern interrupt. Yeah.
The one word that a lot of people use, and they use it a lot, it's the word why. And when you use the word why, your subconscious mind immediately is looking for something wrong. Because it's paradigmally taught. And when you had there, you had a culmination point. You were so fed up with where you were, but you understood you couldn't move forward. But your subconscious mind and higher self kept you safe enough in that situation, but they brought that guy into your life or that person into your life to break you out of that paradigm. And the thing is, to take forward from this is how brave you've been and how bold you were in that situation. When you walk through where somebody pulls a gun on you, you can walk through any door, anything, and everything in your life. You don't even have to break stride. And you know the thing is, once you choose to really open up, and something you use the word, you want to let go of the word want and need, because want and need just creates want and need. You want to go to desire. I desire that. That way that passion, your desires become a passion. And when that passion hits something, and here's the thing I'm going to tell everybody, and if I offend somebody, I'm going to apologize early, but when you have a passion, you set the intention, you want to make that outcome orgasmic. You want to make the most powerful feeling, the emotion behind that, so you can just hit that thing, and you just hit it, and it just keeps that pump, 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 pump in your subconscious mind, and you just start having that thumpity, thumpity, thump, and you get that rhythm and that speed going.
That's
you can overcome everything. With that power, with the orgasmic feel and an intention, nothing in this world has enough power to stop you. Because love and your spirit are the most two boldest things in the world. The only thing that slows anybody down is your human side.
Well, you know, Rob, what you're saying, because the life force energy, the kundalini energy, it is the same energy for sex. It's all energy. It's just how we use it. So I think what you're saying is very key. That's the premise in yoga or tantra, is taking that energy, that passion, that desire, that feeling nature, that energy in motion, and using it to live, you know, full force, full throttle. I can tell you do that too, Rob. I can feel your energy. I can feel the passion that you have for what you do. It's great.
You know, I'm going to share something on this. I have two radio shows a week now, but here's the thing about life. If you're not promoting somebody else to success, you're not promoting yourself to success.
Hmm.
And you know the thing is, if you're going to make a vision board, you make it so bright, so bold, and you put it on a mirror. And I mean you put it on a mirror and you put it in living color because your subconscious mind only understands images. And that's going to bring me to one other thing. People fear talking about big money. And if every dollar, if you divided all the money up in the world, everybody would have $10 million. But however, having the boldness and the brilliance, which everybody has, it's just got to be uncovered and unleashed. And I use uncovered and unleashed because that's internal words. You don't want to use, you want to use words that come from inside out. You don't want to bring it in like reach and stuff. The words you use really, really changes everything. And, you know, when you're having a challenge, when you're in the challenge, that's when you want to relax the most because in that chaos, the opportunity for your life is coming. And you see how 50% of her, of Elena's stuff was chaos, but there was a 50% opportunity, and she chose and step forward to take the opportunity. She should go out and celebrate tonight. I don't care what her favorite thing is. She should go do it and give herself a pat on the back and a congratulations when she looks in the mirror.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Elena, having gone through your experience, what do you take away from it, and what would you suggest to other people? What did you learn in it you would suggest to other people or share with other people about your experience?
I would say that what I learned from it was the courage that I had inside and I didn't know that I had. I instead of fear, I took courage and I said, I will survive this. I will survive this. This is crazy, but I'm going to make it through. And I can suggest to people to think about still moving forward and accepting and receiving blessings despite whatever place they're in that seems very difficult for them to reach into the future.
Wow.
Elena, Elena, I have a question for you.
Yes.
How will this experience create the wealth and success in your life?
I have no choice but to create it because I know that there is nothing else for me. There's nothing else. If the only thing you ever fear in your life is your life ending, and I saw that, and it was there that close to me, then what can I fear? Embarrassment, being turned down. Mm-hmm. I can't fear anything anymore because I felt the fear of my life almost being taken away from me. There is nothing that can stand in the way. Nothing.
You know, you said something about the embarrassment. You know what the real embarrassment of life is? Is being like everybody else. That's embarrassment. When you're willing to step forward and fail to succeed, you're going to fail your way to success because you're going to learn, you're going to open your understanding and your expanding wisdom through your challenges. You ain't going to get to go from an hourly job to a millionaire without some expansion. But however, you said something in there, I know. The word know is a very limiting word. And if you change, are you open to saying, I understand that I've lived through this, I can expand my life into everything I desire now? Because you're a facilitator of your life. That's all you really are. And you're a very bold, brilliant woman. And the thing is, when your boldness matches your wit, the world better get out because you're going to be a stampeding herd of buffaloes coming at them.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you, Atlanta, so much for calling in. I really, you've been a gift to all of us. I've gleaned some wisdom. You answered a question for me on a project I'm working for, so thank you. Appreciate your sharing this experience and even more so what you receive from it. You're very gifted. So thank you so much for calling in to Awakenings.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your kindness.
All right. God bless.
I can.
Oh, what a gift.
Brave woman.
What a gift. I love it. They come in all shapes, forms, and packages, you know. What a gift. Now, Rob, you have a book coming. I want to touch on this, too, Wired for Change by a Journeyman. Is that out yet, or it's due out in the spring, right? Right around the corner, I guess.
The one that's coming out is called The Wisdom of a Cowboy Crossing the River and Climbing the Mountain. The Wired for Change is out right now. I wrote that.
Oh, it is? Okay.
I wrote that book, actually, before I even went to coaching school.
Okay. So that was just, you were being guided. Okay, so The Wired for Change by a Journeyman, that is available. Of course, it's through Inner Circle Publishing. Is that one through Inner Circle Publishing, or is that available?
Amazon.com. The Wisdom of a Cowboy,
okay.
Yeah. And off of Borders, any of them. That's just a very simple read to really get your life forward. The Wisdom of a Cowboy, well, that's an in-depth book. That one is going to make you look at yourself. And you're only yourself. And that's what my coaching and speaking is about. Because if you don't look at yourself and you're looking at somebody else, the only fool you see is the one in the mirror. It's what you're willing to see in yourself, because life is a mirror. What you see in somebody else's life is you, and what you don't like is about you. And that's when you say, I hate that person, what you're really saying is I hate that blueprint and imprint in my subconscious mind about myself. Because you can only hate yourself. And the thing people have to really open their mind to is when somebody says something, ridicules you or saying something bad, that has nothing to do with you. That's them, of what they think about themselves in their own subconscious mind. Other people's words have nothing to do with you. The only words that have anything to do with you in your life are the words you speak and your thoughts, your actions, and your ideas. And here's the thing, if you ain't the talk of the water cooler, and you're talking at the water cooler, you like somebody else's life better than you like your own.
Because?
You're talking about their life and not your life.
Their life more. I like that. So are you saying, in a sense, be interested in your own life?
Yeah. Here's the thing. This is kind of cold, but this is a very true statement. If you ain't causing the quake in your boots and the crap in your pants, you ain't thinking big enough.
Talk a little bit about that, Rob, because, you know, we have a lot of people listening, a lot of listeners that are entrepreneurs or entrepreneurial or wanting to branch out into their own thing, so to speak. Talk a little bit about, when you said that, quaking in the boots, why, to help people to...
You got to crack the nut. You got to crack your societal and your personal bondages. And when you start thinking big, I'll give you an example how to do this. Okay, hundreds of thousands of dollars has no rhyme, right? But millions, billions, and trillions, that has a rhyme. And what I'm going to say here, you got millions, boats and billions, but you got thrilling trillions. Did you ever think of what you could do with $1 trillion? It's like watching the Super Bowl. You didn't watch a football game. You actually watched $5 billion in action. Because both them franchises are $1 billion and then all the advertisers. But the thrilling trillions, this is interesting. I did this on a show last night. The thrilling trillions, you know, you could actually buy an aircraft carrier for $14 billion. You can have a C-130 equipped with passengers to fly off of it. You can have a helicopter sitting on it, and you can float the ocean to wherever you want because the ocean's big enough. And here's the thing that makes that all feasible. Is there a trillion dollars in this world? Yes. Can you make $1 trillion? Yes. You have to have the idea to make $1 trillion. But really, you have to facilitate $1 trillion worth of economy in the world. That's how you do it. And you know what? I'm going to ask you a question. What's the key thing to creating wealth?
What's the key thing to creating wealth?
Yeah.
I don't think we really create wealth. I think that it's already there. So for me, it's really aligning to it. I have found with people, myself and the people that I work with, if I'm doing what I really love to do and I have the basics in there, the foundation, I'm open to that. And it's coming, it's energy that's coming in different forms. One of it is money. So I don't know. I don't know about the creating. Maybe if you change that word. Because the wealth is already there. The wealth is already, you know, is always there. What's your take on it, Rob?
If you're going to do anything in this world, it takes people.
Mm-hmm.
People, wealth creator. I use the word creation, but you got to facilitate something that moves people's lives forward. If you can put something out there, it takes people to create the wealth
mm-hmm.
or to generate the energy of the wealth. But it takes people, and that's what this world has forgot. Industries and business do nothing. It takes people to make this world. But on the thrilling trillions, you can have an aircraft carrier because you can get the people, and that's what it is you got to create images in your mind that take you out of the current paradigm. The Super Bowl was $5 billion in action. You know, when you're driving down the road in your car, are you driving down the road? Are you just sitting in the traffic where there's, let's say, 100 cars or $50,000 each? Are you sitting in $50 million worth of economy? You got to start opening your mind to see the world as wealth in action. That's all the world is wealth in action.
Really all about energy. It really.
And wealth is energy. And
so how do you feel people can live? How do you feel people can live more wealthy? There's the one. How do you feel people can live?
Putting a monetary value on their ideas. Don't give their ideas. You know, when you work for a company, when I'm a union electrician work for another company, whose wealth am I creating? My ideas, my ingenuity, my creativity goes to making them people's wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Take that out and start doing something to create, because we talked earlier, if people that engage in their own self will live through this next 20 years better than the people that let outside sources dictate. You're either going to become the circumstance of your own energy and creativity, or you're going to become the circumstance of somebody else's creativity and energy. And here's the question. Do you want to let politicians and business owners and everybody else create your life or generate your life, energize your life, electrify it? Or do you want to be the electrifier, the energizer, and the motivator of the universe? That's the thing. It's however you can let go of your humanness. And really, Michelle, this comes down to letting go of your societal encumbrances, because your society believes and how you look in society and what other people think ingrain your personal issues deeper than you do.
Mm.
And that's where it really starts, is letting go of that societal stuff. And see, here's something for people to really think about. We have the Democrats and the Republicans fighting at each other's fault. But you look back since the 1900s, outside of a Democrat and Republican, who's voted on everything in this country? Neither one. But if they got us fighting, we can't do that. But here's the underlying thing. Every one of them politicians have went to college and studied political science or lawyer. We got the same thing. We got the same books teaching the same people the same thing with just different ideologies. But they have the same agenda. That's what people ain't looking at, is the agenda. So if you choose to be bold enough than to let other people ridicule you because they're unwilling to do it. Ridicule is a person that lives in fear. When they ridicule you for taking a chance, they're ridiculing themselves for being a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you being, and if somebody's ridiculing you and talking about you, you're doing everything just about right, but just not quite big enough.
Talk about everything right, but just not quite big enough. What do you mean by that?
Because you're still talking to that person.
That's good.
If you're really thinking big enough, you're talking to people that think like you.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah.
And you see, I work as an electrician for 8 hours a day when I work, but I write my books and stuff. And see, here's the thing. You expand and you let go as you're ready. And you know, if you start causing the real monetary collapse in your life. It gets a little tough. But you start getting more bolder every time you step out there and do something. And pretty soon, it's just letting go of it. And it's like the electrical trade now to me. The electricity of life is what I really like. The electrical part of the trade is what I like because nobody can tell you how electricity is generated, just like life. Nobody can tell you how to live it because it's your own journey and your own thoughts. The only thing electricity does is blow up when it's done wrong. And does it blow up? And that's the thing about life. Electricity flows around the outside of the wire, not through the wire, in a circular motion. They don't go through the wire. It goes around the outside. And that's just like life. It comes from, it's a circular on the outside. But however, the core of the wire is the core of your heart. And the word transformation is quite an interesting word. Everybody uses the word transformation. Transformation and transform in electrical words means step down. Because you're bringing in 160,000 volts, step it down to 13.8, step it down to 480, step it down to 120, down to 24. And you use 24 volts to control big voltage. And that's how you use little thoughts to control your true voltage of your life. Voltage is the power of electricity.
So you're saying it's about controlling the voltage?
Yeah, you want to take control of your voltage. You don't want to step down 169,000 volts. You want to let them volts run, and that's your thoughts, your expression, and who you are in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's the thing to always something that people are open to. If your brain stops functioning, will you still live? Yes. If your heart and your lungs stop, it's over. So
that's true.
Your heart, when you can lead with your heart, because your heart has no fear, it's your brain and your human side that has the fear.
It's to say that again, the heart.
The
human side,
has
right?
No fear. The human side has the fear. The humanness in us is our limitation. And that's why the spiritual side and the love side, love is the most boldest thing there is in your heart and your spirit. However, we're so ingrained from our educational system to be a clone. Basically, that's what you're overcoming, is your cloning of society.
Mm-hmm.
And you see,
so
it's moving.
Go ahead.
Life tells you exactly what to do, the word life. It's let go of everything you know, everything you've ever done, and everything society has taught you. Set the intention with an orgasmic emotion. Focus only on the outcomes you desire, then expand into it. And see, that's the word focus. When you focus only on your desires, you have no expectations, no nothing, because whatever anybody does, doesn't matter. But however, there's one thing. The people that will move you forward will volunteer their time. You have to ask for nothing. The universe and everything, all the mystical sources in the universe will bring the people that will volunteer and move you forward. So if you ask people to do something, you're asking for a failure. Let the universe and your power of your omnipotence move you forward.
Mm-hmm. I call that being spirit-led, because it does what you need does come to you. Yeah, that's beautiful, Rob. That really, it's interesting. You're an electrician, and we're these electrical magnetic beings. And there are, you see a lot of metaphor as electrician.
Yeah, electricity is the most powerful thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just look when you flip a switch. Look what you can bring on. I mean, it's like when you turn on a 13.8 transformer, that's a big groan. But when that transformer comes on, the whole building comes on. You turn on all the motors. You turn on all the lights. You turn on all the receptacles, all the instrumentations, everything that goes with it. And it's all run from them transformers.
Mm-hmm.
And they step it down, but it comes in. And mm-hmm. see, to live your life, you have to be the 169,000 volts to run forward. Because 169,000 volts don't stop for anything unless it's cut. And then it just takes care of everything around it.
Wow, that's right.
And you know, something in this country we forgot. When there's a crisis, like Katrina, you know, mm-hmm. the suits slow it down, but it still takes the hourly workers to put everything back together.
Yeah. You know, I have always, always noticed that. I teach at certain institutions, and I remember getting a gift for some people in the books behind the scenes, and they were kind of shocked, why are you doing this? And I looked and I said, because I'm very aware of who really runs the place and keeps the place going. Yeah, it's the people behind the scenes, it's the dailies, the hourlies, whatever. It's those angels of wisdom that tirelessly keep things going, keep things running, keep the structure, or if the structures come undone, you know, helping back to put it together. It's it's amazing service. And something, don't you feel, Rob, too, we can't do without. That's, I don't know, a lot of people forget that, but we can't do without.
You know, yeah, you said something very powerful there. Tomorrow, try doing something without an hourly worker. Tomorrow, you go, mm-hmm. and you know, waitresses are probably the most overlooked people, but if you ever get a bad waitress, you sure remember the good ones.
Yeah.
And see, there's a talent in everything.
Mm.
I talked about vision boards a little bit ago. There's something else mm-hmm. you can really do. If you can take your vision and put them in a notebook and laminate that notebook, and put your visions, your affirmations, and everything in that notebook, and put them back to back and laminate them, put them in a spiral, and read them when you're exercising, and take them with you in your car, put them in your purse, but put them with you. But then take the special one and laminate it on a small card you can carry in your pocket and read that the five
That's
times
a nice
a day.
Idea. That's a nice, I actually prefer, I call it the dream book or dreams, is, I prefer, like you're saying, the book note where you look throughout the day or for sure in the morning and evening and throughout the day. And then if fear or something comes in or the I can't or I don't know, you know, get that little sucker out, get that book out and look at it, you know. I like your idea, though, about the laminate. That's a great idea to even laminate a you know, smaller version to maybe carry with you.
Yeah, and the reason I say laminate it, because you can read it while you're exercising.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
And when you're exercising is when your mind is the most open or sleeping or sleep learning. And that's like that $10 million meditation I have out. The
mm-hmm.
thing is people want the money, but they're afraid to create the idea. And people fear wealth, fear an even number, a big number, like $10 million. People fear the number more than they do poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well,
and
what do you make of that? What is it?
Is what this country understands from the Depression.
Ah, okay.
And see, and if you listen to people talk, they'll talk about how wealth, money is always connected to something bad, and while it's never been the money, it's been the person and their moral values. That's
mm-hmm.
the thing. If you hear somebody did something bad for money, it's a person's moral values. It had nothing to do with the money. It's
yeah.
their inability to see that they can make money. And another thing, when you write an affirmation about, like, let's say $10 million, because I like that number,
mm-hmm.
never write or more. Just say $10 million, because your subconscious mind can focus on $10 million, but as soon as you write the or more, your subconscious mind becomes confused because it loses focus. And the word focus will take you further than any other word when it comes to your intentions. Because when you get that focus right, it becomes a movie. You see it in your mind, and you just see it when you're looking out into it. And your dream, you're living your dreams in your everyday life right now. So whatever you're not liking about your everyday life, you expand it in your subconscious mind and nowhere else.
I like what you said that about the focus. I'm working with someone right now, and I kept saying in that our sessions, our inner work, you just need to focus or focus. It's about your focus. And they ended up having a situation. They had to get a different car, and they actually got a Ford Focus. So they're driving around, and they called me and said, now I see it. It's on the steering wheel. I guess it's in a few places on a car. I guess you have the name. So, but they're focused. They're really focused.
But if you focus only on your desires, you can't let nothing else in.
Yeah.
Getting a focus. That really would make you focus.
Well, but here's the interesting thing, Rob. That was the only car they could get. I guess it was from a lease person and for a certain make and model. And so price range, everything converged, and that was the car that was offered.
Well, see, so that must really mean they need, there is a
higher
self telling them that is the word they're supposed to. And focus will take you around in a car, but it'll also take you forward in your dreams and your desires.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. It's beautiful. Focus will take you forward in your dreams. That's great. I'm going to have her listen to the show.
and you know, the only – and here's the sad thing. If you're not living your desired life, the only one you can blame or do is the one you look in the mirror. And blame is being lousy at managing experiences.
That's interesting. I want to dive into that a little bit. Talk about that, because that's a little, road we all go down, and hopefully people don't stay too long at that road. But talk a little bit about blame, because that can really deplete people.
Well, blame is something that it's actually a shyness. When you had a creative dream or creative idea when you was young, and it went awry, or something happened, there was a bunch of you, and you got blamed, or something went wrong, and you say, why me? Or, well, that person over there did it. Really, blame is not taking responsibility for your own action.
And
you try to blame it on the other person, the outside event, when it's really, this is what happened, and this is what I did, and this is how it's outcome, and I created a learning lesson. See, nobody makes a mistake. They just create learning lessons. And that's where we really, really become into the blame game, because rather than learn, we'd rather blame. That's all chaos.
So it stops the learning.
Yeah, and blame, it takes you out of the curve.
It takes you out
of the expansion. And you say, well, I got by with it. And, you know, the biggest thing that people fall into the blame game on is when somebody comes up and says, this is what I would have done. That's the biggest lie in the world right there. This is what I would have done. Well, yeah, after it's over, you can tell everybody what you're done. The only one that can really tell what's going on is the person walking through the challenge. And when you're in the middle of it, you're doing everything right. You did everything for the deal. Thing is take the expansion and the learning lesson and move. And if you ain't creating the challenges in your life, you're not expanding.
Right.
I mean, right. Challenges are expansion. That's all they are. Nothing more. Oh, and I'll share one more thing with everybody. Anything that happens to you, 7 words or less. It's like going down the road, having a flat tire, almost hitting a truck, almost hitting the median, almost hitting the pillar, everything in the way. But when it's all said and done, all you had was a flat tire, and it goes like this. I had a flat tire, I changed the tire, then I went on my way. That's all there is to it. Anything more than that, you create a story. And human beings and the subconscious mind can really latch onto a story. You want to take the story out. Simplify it to 7 words.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying, no more story. Take the story out.
And once you can get the story out, you'll be surprised how fast your life expands.
Right. Thank you. Well, our guest has been Rob Wilson. You can also find him on Aware Talk Radio. And Rob, again, what is your website? Is cowboy-wisdom.com? Is that true? Is that
yeah.
it?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. And I really want to thank you, Michelle, and everybody that listened. It was my privilege and honor to be with you.
It's great. It's been great. I love your wisdom. I love your take on so much of what you were sharing with us. It's really inspirational. So thanks for sharing with us, Rob.
Well, it was my privilege, and thank you very much, Michelle.
Okay.
And everybody else.
All right. So we were speaking with Rob Wilson, author of Wired for Change by a Journeyman on Amazon.com. He also has another book that's coming out via Inner Circle Publishing. And you can also reach Rob Wilson at cowboy-wisdom.com. Thank you all so much for being a part of Awakenings and being part of this converging flow. I always learn so much, and I feel very gifted for those of you that join us, whether via the archives or in the chat or phone, however you are connecting with us and sharing. It's very much appreciated. And thank you, Atlanta, for calling in with your very inspirational and empowering experience and what you received from that. You made a difference in a lot of people's lives, and I'm sure you will come to know that as time goes on as well. If you'd like to be on the Awakenings newsletter, just keep in touch. The email is awakenings@selfinlight.com, and we do have a page for connecting and sharing on Facebook, and that is Awakenings Radio on Facebook, or follow me, connect with me, follow each other, connect with each other, and share on Twitter, meet you in the stream, and that's at Michelle Mache. Well, until next time, all of you continue to share your insight, shine your light, and keep awake. I'm going to end with a little breathe by Urban Myth Club.